The 19th of April is a contender for some big albums being released, with the Melvins, NoFX, Glen Campbell, and UB40 being some of the releases dropping on the same day. But High on Fire sat firmly at the top of that list of albums to hear first. Hell, I even delegated Pearl Jam to second place because of this band, which I'm sure a few fans of this group would laugh at. And I love Pearl Jam, just in case you were wondering. That just tells you how much I have been anticipating this album and where I regard this band. Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here, the man who produces Iron From My Eyes. This is a 5-minute review on High on Fire's newest album, Cometh the Storm. God damn it, do High on Fire know how to kick things off with a bang. The opening track, Lamb's Bread, or Llama's Bread, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, feels like you are listening to a quarter mile drag race. This tune shows what High on Fire are all about, and they're not here to fuck spiders. If you write songs in this stoner metal genre, it only makes sense to talk about your favourite strain to smoke. I only hoped that this was named after the Llama's Bread from the Lord of the Rings series, because that would tie in well with their other tune, N.O.D. The next tune, Burning Down, was also released as their first single, and opens with that distinctive fuzzy feedback High on Fire fans have lost their hearing to over time. Sludgy, doomy riffs. That is what High on Fire are all about. And of course, these riffs just chastise my headphones as I hear it, and it swells within my mind, slowly burning a hole into my neurons, because fuck me, this song is just amazing. Also, the next song, I don't know how to pronounce it, but Trismegistus, is equally impressive. What is with High on Fire making all these songs just hard to pronounce? But it is equally impressive, this song, which brings the pace back up and will force your head to bang until you achieve stage 3 whiplash injuries. Bring it on. I have to thank Tony Hawk's Pro Skater for introducing me to High on Fire when they included the song Hung, Drawn and Quartered to their already impressive list of musicians, and this song absolutely blew my mind back in the day. I had never heard anything quite like it. A sludgy speed freak fest of fury as the drums came pounding into play and Matt's vocals, a sharp contrast to his dirge of a guitar tone. I knew I had to get this album and set out buying Surrounded by Thieves soon after. This would be my first foray into the stoner metal genre, and one that I have fallen in love with ever since. As for the sludgy assault, it continues with the title track of this record and the mesmerizing licks that built tension between the heaviness heard during the breakdowns that implies an impending storm that cannot be stopped or avoided. The guitar solo serves as the eye of the song, allowing a moment of reprise before launching it back into the metal madness. The album is just pure heaviness, and luckily we get a moment to breathe with the eclectic and eastern acoustic piece Kanlik Yol, and I'm surely butchering the name of that one like many of the other songs on this record. Of course, when it comes to the field, Matt and his first band Sleep are usually considered as the band that really started this subgenre of music off. Yes, Black Sabbath toyed with the sound back in the day, but how much of the metal community owes its creation to Black Sabbath? The answer is everything. Bands like Sleep, Kyres, and Electric Wizard perfected its sound moving forward, and while I've heard people make comparisons between, say, Matt and Lemmy of Motorhead in their sound, I've never once considered this notion. In my eyes, High on Fire as a band stands on its own 2 feet, and merit the accolades that they are deserved upon them. I'm sure Motorhead's sound served as an influence for their music, even being the source of the inspiration for, of course, the tune Electric Messiah from that album. And that was due to the nightmares Matt was having about the duality of music and the impossible feat of filling his shoes, which I believe will happen, but it'll be through Dave Grohl. And speaking of Dave Grohl, he will surely be playing this record as I speak, as he is a huge fan of this band, citing The Blessed Black Wings as one of his favourite albums of all times. As for this album, it serves as another perfect piece of steak, just cooked up by High on Fire, blending the flavours of thrash and faster-paced tunes found on The Beating or Lightning Beard. It absorbs the sludgy tone on Soul's Golden Curse, even dialing it back to a more basic rocking sound on Hunting Shadows. And of course, it takes cues from the Doom Laden efforts on Darker Fleece, which is just an epic way to close out this experience with its 10 minutes of sonically induced saturation of benevolence. Overall, I'll give this album a score of 10 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Cometh the Storm, Burning Down, and Darker Fleece. High on Fire continue to prove themselves to be as rulers of the realm, and continue down the path of unapologetic stoner metal in their style. They have cut their teeth many years ago, and are going to continue going down this path, so it is a welcoming sound to hear that they have not strayed over the years since their last and also equally epic album, but have also managed to release a follow-up worthy of much high praise. If you haven't heard this album by now, you simply must, as this 5-minute review is over. So go out there, listen to this record, and see why I scored it so highly. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.